This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The basic rules of the road are pretty straightforward. Yield to the right, pedestrians have the right of way, stop at a stop sign. Not too tough, really. All of that, though, goes out the window when drivers in this country come upon a roundabout. Confusion and worse are more often than not the norm, which is kind of a problem because roundabouts are quietly having their moment here, especially in the Midwest. Andrew Van Dam writes the Department of Data column for the Washington Post most recently about the rise of roundabouts in the American traffic ecosystem. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Do me a favor and tell me the difference, would you? We got to do some definitions here between a traffic circle and a roundabout, and I guess the other one's a rotary. How are they different?
So a rotary is what the older among us will be familiar with, especially from big East Coast cities. It is that gigantic circle. It's got multiple lanes. Cars are often changing lanes inside of it, and they are often entering at full speed. It is slightly terrifying and slightly off-putting. DC or Boston drivers will be very familiar.
That is true. And continue with the definitions, please.
Okay. And the traffic calming circle is sort of a junior roundabout. It is the smallest round thing on a road. It's just like a 1 meter circle in the middle of a residential intersection accompanied by stop signs, but it doesn't have any of the traditional features of a roundabout. Now, what are the traditional features of a roundabout?
Yes.
Geometry.
Say more.
So the amazing thing about the modern roundabout, they call it, is that it has been sort of physically designed so that drivers almost cannot possibly do the wrong thing. It has splitter islands to force them to turn as they enter the roundabout. And so it sort of forces drivers to slow down and get into the angles such that it's really hard to get in a fatal accident. The other innovation, though, is actually one of behavior.
Right.
And that is, in the modern roundabout, you always yield to traffic already in the roundabout.
So, look, I mean, it does kind of seem that Americans don't do these circular traffic patterns as well as, say, the Brits do, right? Because we imported this general concept from them.
Exactly. And there were some early struggles. There were some false starts, such as rotaries. But I've heard from folks in roundabout heavy cities who say that, yes, there was a little reticence at the beginning. We were a little bit skeptical. But man, once you figure these things out, they're efficient. They're smooth. You're never backed up behind a stoplight. It's fantastic.
Tell me about Carmel, Indiana, would you?
Oh, yeah. So Carmel, Indiana, which they will be delighted to tell you is pronounced Carmel.
Carmel.
They will say
I guess I blew it, huh?
In the United States, and only one, Carmel by the Sea in California,
indeed,
is pronounced weird. But Carmel, Indiana is easily the roundabout capital of the country. Like, no matter how you slice and dice the data, you cannot avoid Carmel, Indiana, because of Mayor Jim Brainerd. And he had been to Britain, he had seen roundabouts, and he thought, geez, maybe this is going to work in Indiana. And they were almost completely unknown. And he single-handedly, basically through force of will, has built now 140 of them in Carmel. When he's done, because he's leaving office next year, when he's done, the city will be on track to have just one single traffic signal left in the entire town. And it just happens to be one of the very first traffic signals in the entire country. So
that one's staying.
I don't know. Seems like they felt like they couldn't take that one out.
Yeah.
There's a bit of sentimental attachment to that old thing,
that
relic of history.
How? Let's do a little public service journalism on the way out. As you approach a roundabout, what are the rules?
Yield. The rule is yield both to, of course, pedestrians and to vehicles already in the roundabout. And the other obvious rule is please go right.
Yes, yes, that is the obvious rule. Sorry, I didn't know we needed to say that. Andrew Van Dam, he writes the Department of Data column for the Washington Post. Andrew, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.